This is Stephanie Roth, and it's time for Bud. But can you open your eyes wide? Now, can you close your eyes tight? Open, close. Open, close. That's a blink. Now, can you close one eye and keep the other eye open? That's a wink. Wink, blink. Wink, blink. Wink, blink. Now, close your eyes, and I will tell you a story. Once there was a little boy named Alex who lived at the edge of a snowy wood. His grandma was the best knitter in the whole wide world, and she made him a pair of mittens that were as white as fresh fallen snow. Alex pulled on his mittens, and oh, they were cozy, warm, and perfect for playing in the snow. He ran to the door, and as he opened it, his grandmother called, "Don't lose your mittens." "I won't, Grandma." But guess what? He did. Yep. He played and tumbled and rolled in the snow, and one mitten slipped off his hand and into the snow. Did Alex notice his mitten was missing? Nope. He was having too much fun. But a little hedgehog noticed the mitten.
"Oh, that looks cozy and warm, and my prickles are freezing."
Then the hedgehog sang this little song.
"I love this little mitten. It's so, so warm. And if I stay inside, it will keep me from the storm. I'll wiggle in so gently, so it won't split." The mitten stretched and stretched and stretched till I could fit. "Oh, that is just right. Oh, it's so cozy in here."
Not long after the hedgehog wiggled inside the mitten, hippity hop, hippity hop.
"Wait, what? Stop."
A rabbit saw the mitten and,
"Oh, it looks so warm and cozy. Can I join you?"
The hedgehog said,
"I don't know if we'll both fit."
"Well, you never know until we try."
And before hedgehog could protest, rabbit sang,
"I love this little mitten. It's so, so warm. And if I stay inside, it will keep me from the storm. I'll wiggle in so gently, so it won't split." The mitten stretched and stretched and stretched till I could fit.
"Oh, it is so nice and warm in here."
Then a wolf was running by and screeched to a halt when he saw the mitten.
"Oh, ho, ho. Oh, ho, ho, ho. It looks warm in there. Ho, ho, ho. I'm coming in with you."
The animals both shook their heads.
"No, oh, no, oh, no, no, you're not going to fit."
But Wolf sang the song while he dove in nose first.
"I love this little mitten. It's so, so warm. And if I stay inside, it will keep me from the storm. I'll wiggle in so gently, so it won't split. It's stretched and 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 stretched.
till I could fit out. Oh, it is as warm as I thought it would be. That is until a great big brown bear came lumbering along. Boom, boom, boom. Oh, that looks fun. Oh, you look nice and cozy. I'm coming in too.
All of the animals inside the mitten shook their heads.
You're definitely not going to fit.
No.
Stop.
But the bear sang,
I love this little mitten. It's oh so warm. And if I stay inside, it will keep me from the storm. I'll wiggle in so gently, so it won't split. It stretched and stretched and stretched and stretched and stretched and stretched till I could fit.
Oh, the animals were squished up tight, and the mitten looked like it was just about to pop. But it didn't. Bear said,
Ah, that's just right.
Then, from the snow, came the tiniest sound.
Squeak, squeaky, squeak, squeak.
It was a little mouse.
Oh, it's so cold out here. That's so warm and cozy in there. Can I come in? Here I come. Here I come.
All the animals gulped. Oh, no. But the mouse sang,
I love this little mitten. It's so, so warm. And if I stay inside, it will keep me from the storm. I'll wiggle in so gently, so it won't split. The mitten stretched and stretched and stretched till I could fit.
And the mouse wiggle, wiggle, wiggled into the mitten, right on to Bear's nose.
Perfect.
But the bear, well, his nose itched and it twitched. He sniffed and snuffed. But those mouse whiskers kept tickling and the bear sneezed. And the mitten stretched and 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 then it popped. The animals went tumbling out of that mitten. They bumbled and fumbled, flipping and flopping out into the snow, and the mitten went up, 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 and then floated down, down, down. And would you believe it? It landed right in front of Alex, who was heading back to his grandma's house.
Hey, my mitten!
Alex scooped up his mitten, brushed it off, and slid it onto his hand. The mitten was white and cozy warm, but it didn't quite fit like it used to, almost like it had a secret. And we both know it did. Wasn't it fun to imagine all those animals squashed up inside that mitten? Could you see them popping out of the mitten and tumbling out into the snow? Those are funny images, aren't they? But the feeling of being squashed when someone pops our personal bubble isn't very fun. Can you use your imagination to imagine a personal bubble around you? You can make that bubble big, big, big when you feel like you need some space. Can you imagine a big, big bubble? And sometimes you might feel like you don't need so much space. So you can make your bubble small, small, small. Every person has a bubble around them. And if we get too close, that bubble might pop. When we are walking, running, and playing, we can be careful not to pop someone else's bubble. And when we want to give someone a hug, we can ask like this, "May I give you a hug?" When we are careful about everyone's personal bubbles, then people feel safer. Now, let's imagine snow drifting gently down from above you. Hold out your hand to catch it. Oh, I felt a snowflake land on my hand. I'm going to take a big breath and blow that snowflake off my hand before it melts. Can you try it with me? Breathe in and blow. Let's catch another imaginary snowflake. Got one. Did you? Let's breathe in and blow it on its way. Breathe in and blow. Here comes some more. Breathe in and blow. And another. Breathe in and blow. Here comes another. Breathe in and blow. Here's another. Breathe in and blow. Now, let's warm up our hands. Cup your hands in front of your mouth and take a great big belly breath and let it out with a great big That is nice, warm air. Can you feel it on your hands? Let's do it again. Breathe in. Breathe in and out. Now our hands feel nice and warm, like they are inside a cozy mitten. Perfect for resting. And now it's time to dream and wish. Wish and dream. Dream and wish. Wish and dream, sweet child. And remember, everyone feels more safe when we move around without popping each other's bubbles when we haven't asked permission. Wink is a production of BYU Radio. Good night.